Friday morning, about a dozen people pull their items out of their makeshift homes along Teal Street and pack them into black trash bags or tote boxes. A dusting of snow had already started settling on these tents and shelters. Police stand on the sidewalk, and volunteers and nonprofit workers pass out eggs and potatoes from a tent nearby. Willow Williams sits in a wheelchair across the street from his tent.
I broke this leg above my ankle, below my knee, above my knee, shattered this ankle, popped this knee out of place, broke my tailbone, two back injuries, a colostomy bag, a hernia.
He has severe health problems. A lot of people at the encampment are worried about him, and they come by to bring him food and ask what else he needs as others help him pack up his shelter.
My friend built that place. He let me move in there because, you know, it was hard for me to, you know, with everything, and got a bed in there, and it kept me out of the wind, it kept me away from the rain.
Williams says he's been comfortable there. It's close to the Glory Hall shelter where he receives help with his health conditions. He says he hopes he'll get a bed in the shelter soon. Last year, the city closed a summer campground that unhoused people frequently used and instructed people to camp in small groups on other public lands. This past spring, large groups of tents cropped up in the Teal Street area, and they've been the subject of public debate and safety concerns. The city has cleared the encampment at this spot at least once this year. Then in August, because of safety threats to the Glory Hall staff and residents, the shelter stopped its day services. This morning, the city is forcing people out of the encampment after giving notice earlier in the week. Juneau Police Commander Jeremy Weske is on site, along with several other police officers. He says that this encampment isn't safe in the winter months.
We don't want people being on streets or in ditches and snowplows coming through and having a tragedy. So that's why this is happening now.
Smaller groups of people are allowed to camp on what the city calls unimproved public lands, but city officials haven't offered more concrete guidance. Today, officials are advising people to go to the city-funded emergency warming shelter in Thane, which only operates at night. Now, Willow Williams needs to make it through the next few days, or however long it takes, before he can go to the Glory Hall. He says he hasn't been able to sleep at the emergency warming shelter in the past due to discomfort from his medical issues, but he's hoping accommodations have improved. Director Kaya Quinto says the Glory Hall shelter has been at capacity every night so far this year.
Usually when we have somebody move out, there's like that hour of space where we're helping them clean and pack up their belongings, and then someone else is right in their bed afterwards.
But she says the staff is trying hard to get Williams into the shelter.
We don't have any beds, but Willow is a high priority for us to get him in before the weather gets too bad.
Back on Teal Street, Doug Worthington and his partner Nathaniel Hensley Williams are strategizing where they can store their stuff and where to go next. He says they can stay at the Thane Warming Shelter at night.
And then the other half of the problem is, where are we going to go during the day?
Well, that's when we just set up our tents over during the day and collapse it during the evening. Because I have thought about that.
Worthington is from Juneau and says he's been living outside without stable housing for about a year now. Initially, people camped here on Teal Street to access the Glory Hall's day services. But since those stopped, Hensley Williams says people stay because it feels safer here than other parts of town.
Saying here's where we're not getting with. That's the only reason we have stayed here.
As a city excavator picks up tents and platforms and drops them in a dump truck, Worthington stands with his and his partner's stuff, packed into a tower of totes. He says the city isn't giving his community the help they need.
And they say they hate it because they don't want to be doing this, but yet here they are. They say they wanted to help us, and yet they're kicking us out. We've all built our homes right here.
Worthington says he's been moved around to different parts of the city, but people always complain about people camping no matter where they go. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.